And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
Yeah, round one of the quiz, but it's a bit different this week. As it's the last one of 2022, we've invited one of our regular contestants in the studio, who always gets a good score, but today, she's not answering the questions, she's asking them. Say good morning to Ange Fairweather from Saltney. Hi, Ange.
Hi, Dave.
This is a bit different, isn't it?
It is. How are you feeling?
Very, very nervous. I often complain that lots of people like to play along with this quiz at home, but when I say, do you want to do it on the radio? They say, no, I don't really want to do that. And I know where they're coming from now.
Good.
So, over to you.
Okay, Dave. So, usual reminder that once the music starts, you've got exactly 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible, and I have to accept your first answer, as you well know. But if you don't know the answer, you can say pass, and we'll move on. Okay? How's that sound?
That sounds absolutely brilliant. I think you'll be after my job if you carry on like that.
Okay, well, good luck.
Right.
Here they come.
Here they come.
Bobby Brown was a member of which group from the 80s?
Boney M.
The South Korean band BTS consists of how many members?
Four.
What decade was Roy Orbison born?
He was born in the 1930s.
In 2017, Skin and Human were hits for which artist?
Oh. Pass.
Who featured on Something Stupid with Robbie Williams?
I know this one as well. Pass again.
Alicia Beth Moore is better known as which successful artist?
I'm guessing Alicia Keys.
I Won't Let You Down was a hit for whom in 1981?
Jim Diamond.
Which Beatle wrote Here Comes the Sun?
George Harrison.
Can't Slow Down was an album by whom in 1983?
Lionel Richie.
Which Billy Joel song mentions Doris Day and Marilyn Monroe?
We Didn't Start the Fire.
Which member of the Go-Go's? I will finish this. Which member of the Go-Go's sang Rush Hour in 1988?
It wasn't Belinda Carlisle. It was the other one whose name has, I'm going to have to pass on that one as well. Hey, I've not done awfully well there, have I?
Okay, we asked you 11 questions and we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, and I'm going to give you 4.5.
Yeah, and I think I know what the half was for, but that was disappointing, wasn't it? Good heavens, they didn't go my way. 4.5.
Do you want to hear what ones you missed?
Yeah, we better have, yeah, and see if I can get them second time.
Okay, so the first question was, Bobby Brown was a member of which group of the 80s?
Now I said Boney M, were really 70s, so...
New Edition.
I would never have known that, so I don't feel bad about not knowing that one.
Okay, the South Korean band BTS was... Seven members. You said four.
Yeah, they're from North Korea, I think, aren't they?
I thought
now, you see, if you'd have asked me that, I would have been able to answer
it. Well, that would be my bad. okay, 2017. You got Rag and Bone Man, though. You missed that one.
Oh, yes, of course. I could picture him, but I couldn't... I should have got that one.
And then Something Stupid was with Nicole
Kidman. Yeah, I knew it was a film actress, but again, couldn't bring it to mind.
Alicia Beth Moore is better known as Pink.
Ah, right. I know. I never knew that.
I'm going to give you 0.5 for Jim Diamond, because it was actually the...
PhD, wasn't
yes,
it? Yeah.
Correct.
All right. Okay.
And then your last one was Jane Wiedlin for Russia.
Yes, of course it was. Oh, you see. I blame it on my age. I'm sure Gavin is easily going to beat that score at 12:30, but thank you for that, and very professionally done. Stay where you are, and we'll talk to you again at 12:30.
And now it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
Yeah, a special edition of the 60-second challenge this week. We have Ange Fairweather in the studio, who's not only written the questions, but she's going to ask them as well. Hi again, Ange.
Hi, Dave.
Right, so I didn't do awfully well in the last hour, did I?
No, you did better on Gav's questions.
I did indeed, but don't tell him that, because I put him off. So Gav's on the phone now. Hi, Gav.
Morning, both of you. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Yeah, so you were saying you didn't hear round one, which is probably a good thing, given how poorly I did.
Well, I came back in and I put the radio on just as Ange was going through the questions you'd got wrong, and it did seem to go on for a while, that segment.
It did indeed, yeah. And of those questions, how many of those would you have got right, do you think?
I would have got the Jane Wiedlin one.
Yes.
I'm surprised you could bring that to mind, Dave. We play it quite a bit.
We do. I just couldn't bring it to mind. It was one I should have known, just like the Rag and Bone one. I should have known that one as well.
Yeah, again, we play that every 2 hours. So,
yes, indeed, yes.
Yeah, we'll go on with of mine, won't we?
Indeed, yes. Yeah. So 4.5 out of 11 is the score to beat with 3 passes. And right. So if you're ready, Ange, we'll... Yep. OK, here we go.
Justin Timberlake was a member of which boy band?
NSYNC.
Birdhouse in Your Soul was a hit for which group?
They Might Be Giants.
What decade was Madonna born?
Ooh, 50s.
All By Myself was a hit for whom in 1975?
Eric Carmen.
How many band members are there in Coldplay?
4.
Who had an album titled Fine Line in 2019?
Oh, Pink.
Peter Jean Hernandez is better known as which successful artist?
Peter Jane Hernandez. Patrick Hernandez.
Which female artist featured on Baby It's Cold Outside with Tom Jones?
Keris Matthews.
Who had a one-hit wonder with Feel It Still in 2017?
Portugal the Man.
Who had a hit in 1982 with Give It Up?
KC and the Sunshine Band.
How many number ones did the Beatles have in the 60s?
Seventy.
I'm going to give you one more question. Don't Fear the Reaper was a hit for who in the 70s?
What a tune, Blue Oyster Cult.
Well, you did very well there, Gav. I'm going to count them up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Hey, that was impressive, Gav.
I feel that there was a couple there that were wrong, definitely.
Right, okay, Ange's going to go through the ones she slipped up on now.
Okay,
go on, Ange.
So I'm surprised you didn't get this, Gav. Fine Line in 2019 was by Harry Styles.
Oh, well, that's why I didn't
get it. And Peter Jean Hernandez, you said exactly the same as what Dave said, is actually Bruno Mars.
Didn't know that.
No.
And then did he say, the number ones in the 60s was 17.
I was impressed you knew that, Gav. That's very impressive.
Well, the only reason I know that is that at one point, the Beatles and Elvis Presley were tied for the most number ones, and I knew it was 17. And then I think Elvis went one up when he died and way down went to number one, but the Beatles have subsequently overtaken him with releases since. That's the only reason I knew that.
Yeah, and that is exactly what I said to Ange off air a few minutes ago, except that I think it was a little less conversation, which was the 18th number one for Elvis.
It's like the chase, it doesn't matter how you get there as long as you get there.
Indeed.
Nine out of 12,
so you doubled my score, and no passes, I don't think.
No passes at all,
yes. So.
Oh, that was a bit of fun.
It is indeed a bit of fun, and hopefully my performance will encourage more people to take part, because it doesn't matter what your score is.
Not at all, it's just coming on, having a laugh, and sometimes you're surprised with what knowledge actually is wedged right in the...
That's right,
of the market,
yeah.
You know, so.
And I don't know about you, but with me, the older the information, the more I'm likely to recall it, whereas I forget what I played last week on the show.
Right, well, my mum always said to me, you've got a head full of useless information, but I'll be carrying around a letter that needs posting for a week before I remember what it is. So I remember all the wrong things, Dave.
Brilliant. Okay, good to talk to you, Gav, and you'll be back on the radio as usual tomorrow morning from 6.
I will. Merry Christmas, Dave. Merry Christmas, Ange. Well done with everything.
Merry Christmas, Gav. Thanks for taking part.
Not at all.
Bye now.